Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
That God will cause his angels to take care of you, and you won't even stub your toe, jump off and let the angels catch and prove to. Okay. He's quoting the 91st Psalm to you, part of it. You know, the devil will quote you scripture, but he'll take it out of context. See, the part of that verse, that chapter he didn't quote was this, that the Lord would tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. He didn't want to say that to him. He says, oh, he said he'll give his angel charge over you. They'll hold you up in their hands lest you dash foot against stone. No. As you're doing God's will. He misquoted it. He only takes half scripture. You know what Jesus did? He didn't even discuss that with him. He just said, devil, it is written, you'll not tempt the Lord God Almighty. What is wrong with you? And then the devil said, well, let's see if I can get him spiritually. Instead of having to go through that cross and all that suffering, Jesus, I'll tell you what let's do. You just bow down here right now. And all this glory of this planet, everything on this planet, I'll give it to you. You won't even have to fight. You won't have to ever suffer one thing. Just go ahead and compromise and worship me. And I'll let you have it. And see, that's how he hits us. Why get in the Word? Why go to church? Why give? I mean, look at all the fun you're missing out on. Remember those great days you had? Yeah, that's what got you in the mess. They weren't so great. You know, Jesus didn't, he got mad at him on that one. He said, listen, Mr. Devil, it is written in the Word that you'll worship the Lord God Almighty and Him alone. Now you just hit the road, man. And he spoke the Word. Why could Jesus do that? Because the Word was in him. He refused to see anything else but the Word. He refused to let his attention be taken away from the Word. He refused to listen to the lies the enemy was throwing at him with the Word. And he just stood on his ground. And you know what? When that storm was over, angels came and ministered to Jesus. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 4 that he walked out of that desert and he walked into the synagogue, grabbed the scroll from Isaiah and read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach this gospel, heal people, deliver them, and set them free. And the power of God fell in that place. But he had to get through the storm before he could walk into victory. Amen? Amen. Folks, this is why we got to get in the Word. You got to get in the Word. Because you see, if you get in the Word's become life to all of us and health to all of our flesh. It's life and healing to us. This Word is what's going to heal you. His Word is what's going to bring life to you. His Word is what's going to give you the power to walk in victory. This Word is going to give you victory over the attacks and over the storms and over everything that's coming your way. That's why you have to renew your mind to think like, talk like, believe like, and act like the Word of God is so. And the more you have ears to hear it, the more you receive it in your heart, the more it will change and transform your life. And the more you do it, the more it'll work in your life. And the more you refuse to let the enemy steal it from you and you stand on it, the stronger you'll get in God. Amen? Because Peter said, desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. The more Word I get in me, the more I grow. The more I grow, the stronger I get. The more stronger I get, the more results I'll see in my life. Amen? And it all starts with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, there are three main scriptures you need to stand on for healing. And we're going to, this was a general session to teach you on the importance of getting in the Word. But now we're going to start directing all of our attention towards healing. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, Matthew 8, 16 and 17, and 1 Peter 2, 24 are the three main redemptive scriptures that every believer should stand on for healing. And I always like them in the Amplified Bible. The Amplified in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 says it this way, surely, glory to God, that means it's absolute. Surely Jesus has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. I put Jesus in there because remember in the 8th chapter of Acts, whenever, you know, Philip is preaching to the eunuch, he heard him reading from Isaiah 53 and he preached Christ to him. So we know that he's talking about Jesus here, the Isaiah. So surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as with leprosy. Now, listen to this. Whenever I'm standing on the Word of God, meditating on the Word, here's how I do it. I say, surely, Lord Jesus, you've borne my griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and you've carried my sorrows and pains of punishment. Therefore, today, I resist and give no place to grief, sickness, weakness, or distress. I will not be sorrowful, and I will have no pain, and I refuse any kind of punishment in my life. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I speak it out. Then I go to verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. I stop right there and I say, Lord, I thank you that you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my guilt and iniquities. Therefore, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation in my life because my sins are blotted out and I'm a child of God. Hallelujah. Then I read this, the chastisement needful, and I put me in it. I always make him personal. The chastisement needful for me to obtain peace and well-being was upon you, Lord Jesus. So therefore, I just go ahead and receive my peace and well-being right now. And with the stripes that wounded you, Lord, I am healed and made whole. Hallelujah. And I say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed and made whole today because you've borne this for me. Praise God. Then in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, says, when evening came, they brought to him many who were under the power of demons, and he drove out the spirits with a word and restored to health all who were sick. How did he heal them? With the word. Amen. So here's what I say, Lord, I thank you today that you deliver me from every attack of the demon with your word and you heal me from all disease. And in verse 17 says, and he fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. See, he himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. Lord, thank you that you borne it so I don't have to. Therefore, I receive my healing. Then 1 Peter 2:24, he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar and offered himself on it that we might die and cease to exist to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Lord, I thank you that by your wounds and stripes I am healed. Praise God. Somebody says, how long do you say that? Till I get it. Amen. Glory to God. I just say it and say it and say it and say it and say it until it manifests. Praise God. Then when it manifests, I thank God for it. Thank you, Lord. I had what to say. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And somebody says, do you wait till you're sick? No, I do it every morning. Praise God. I don't wait till I'm sick. Well, you know, why wait till you're hungry till you eat? Praise God. Amen. Huh? Glory to God. Eat because you enjoy it, not because you have to have it. Praise God. No, I get in the Word. Praise the Lord. Why? Because I want to stay healed. See, this is the thing, folks. There are levels of this. One level is, you know, you pray and you get healed. Then another level is this. You learn how to walk in it yourself and get your healing. And then the other one is this. You learn how to just live healed. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to live healed. I don't want to spend all my time trying to get healed. I want to live healed. And when the enemy tries to hit me with something, I can just knock him off. Praise God. Well, the more word you have in you, the more it works. Now, we handed out this right here. It's called 101 Things God Said About Healing. And as you notice, it'll start from Exodus. And it'll bring you all the way up through the New Testament. Praise God. And we put this out. And I wanted to put it in here because like I said, you know, the formula for you developing healing faith and deliverance faith is attending to the Word, inclining your ear to God's sayings and to His Word. Let it not depart from your eyes, but getting it down into your heart. Right. Amen? And to get it down into your heart, you have to spend time with it, praise God. You have to renew your mind to it. How many of you found out that just because you read it once didn't change the way you think? Right. Huh? You have to read it over. I don't know about you, but with me, it took me a while to change some of my thinking. I had to stay with it until I quit thinking the way I used to think. I mean, you know, if you've had a stronghold in your life, you may not be able to change that with the first time you read this, so you just have to stay with it and stay with it until you rethink that thing, and the entrance of that word comes into you, and you begin to see it in light of the word, not the way you were. Amen? And so you begin to change your thinking by getting in the word. Now, I'm not going to go through this, but what you have to do is this. You have to get into this word. And you need to speak the word. You need to call them out, just like in verse 1. The number one, he says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, Exodus 15, 26. Well, that's exactly what he told the Israelites. God formed a covenant with the Israelites when he brought them out of bondage. And he said, listen, if you hearken unto my voice and do those statutes which I command you, I'll take all these evil sicknesses and diseases off of you that was upon you back over there upon the Egypt, and I'll be the Lord God who heals you. In other words, I'll be your doctor, your great physician. I'll be your healer, praise God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want God to be my doctor and my healer. Nothing against you, doc, but I, amen, praise God. I mean, the higher doctor, praise God. But all these things are medicine. Are you listening to me? Amen. You have to look at the word like it's medicine. Notice what he said over there. He said, for my words are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. That's medicine, praise God. So you know what? I'm going to take this just if I was taking medicine. Well, if you go to a doctor, you know, he may give you a prescription. You go get the prescription filled, and that prescription says take 3 times a day for the next 10 days. Well, you know, if you take it 1 time a day for the next 10 days, you may not get any results. Or if you take it 3 times 1 day and one miss the next couple days and then take 2 the next day, and well, what was you doing? I was trying to stretch it out. Well, it don't work. But you know what happens if you follow the directions and do it 3 times a day? You know what happened? All things being equal, it'll work in your life. Amen? Right. That's why you have to take God's word. You have to look at it like medicine. And that means that you take it every day. I take God's word like vitamins. Hallelujah. I want a good multiple vitamin operating in my system to help me to be strong. Praise God. Well, this word is multiple vitamins. Hallelujah. Because it will fit in and help you in every area of your life. But you got to give yourself to it. So therefore, we've done this. Now, we're going to also make it available in another way. We'll get that word out to you here where you can download it. But this is something that you could take and start with. Praise God. I'll tell you what my wife does. I don't think there's a morning missed that she doesn't go through all 101 of these and speak them out. That's part of her morning devotions. If I can't find her, I know where she's sitting, downstairs in our living room in her chair with her light on, their Bible open, in her robe with a fire on, even in July, and she's going through these scriptures. She's speaking them into her life. Amen. Just it's a lifestyle. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's a constant growing process with you and Jesus, and living in the light of His Word. Amen.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.